establish one point over another over here. Another fact that was brought up was that Palestinians have been refugees and are refugees, sadly, even in their own country. I saw somewhere that more than 400 trucks used to bring medicines and basic supplies for the people in Gaza. And right now, just 60 or so trucks are entering that area right now. I don't know how people are getting their medicines, how people are getting their food. I mean, if for example, Israel, if it has a point behind all these operations and all, if it would just reach out to these poor people, you know, reach out to these people living in Gaza and show that, you know, we are not after you. We are not after you. We don't want to, because the historical precedents show otherwise, that many homes were taken away. Now, whoever took it, people settled in homes, there were previous owners to those homes. All land was grabbed, houses were demolished, other houses were built. Somebody did it, right? Acts of aggression were done in Lebanon also last year. Again, I don't want to go into politics too much. The thing is, we are here, this is a university. I'm also a student in UNT, the counseling department. I'm doing master's here. I'm also the minister of this church, this Muslim mosque. We are Shia Muslims. Whatever label or titles we use for each other, sometimes they are the ones we take from the TV screens for each other. Whatever titles we use for each other, you are this and I am this, is mostly taken from what we read from these news reports about each other. And I think this is an opportunity like this should help us directly, you know, get in touch with each other's feelings. And
you're not even going to listen to the one plea for peace?
I don't know if I heard you, and I would really encourage you to share your human side with us. You know, and that's what we are looking for. Nothing else.
We're from a mosque here in Dallas.
Do you have a card or like anything?
Sure. We do.
Hi, camera.
I think again, we can argue about it, but facts are facts. The fact is that 500 villages were destroyed in the creation of Israel. You can't deny that. That's a fact. When you destroy 500 villages in the creation of a state, because Europeans, I mean, you were persecuted in Europe. Okay, the Zionist movement, read the history, for God's sake. We need to start reading books, okay? We need to read books so you know for yourself what is and what is not. Not so that you listen to it on Fox or CNN or, you know, NBC. Read a book. Pick up a book and read a book. The fact is that 500 villages were destroyed in the creation of Israel. 1.2 million people were displaced in the creation of Israel. Over 120 civilians, 50% of whom are children, have died in the operations that are going on, okay? You had two 20-year-old sisters, twins, who died. You had a mother who lost four sons.
Wait, I thought we were talking about peace and like empathy towards each other. Why are you trying to blame another side? Why don't we talk about the future?
Because
what are we going to do to get there?
Honestly, let's change our tone.
Okay, all right, fine. That's a point well taken.
We are not taking a position against anyone.
All right. Okay. Okay, all right. Let's not talk about facts. Nothing happened. We're all good. We love each other. Everything's fine. And we'll just go watch a football game and forget about it. How's that? All right.
No, that's all right.
You all are welcome. Share your ideas, thoughts with us, so we can conclude this.
Where did James go? Did James leave?
For peaceful coexistence.
I know she wished Israel happy birthday and left. What's her name?
Come on over. It's
anyone can use
that. Yeah, very open kind of.
Where's that other dude? Where's that other?
I missed some of it. I was just curious.
Where's the other guy who was?
Sure.
You can
use the
mic.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jason's got one more thing to say.
Excuse me, everyone. In order to sort of follow the tone of peaceful coexistence and not blaming anyone. Someone shouted happy birthday Israel with a fist on their way out of not listening to the plea for peace. But I'd like us all to take a moment, just a moment, to remember the Nakba, the moment of silence for the other birthday, the birthday of the Palestinian struggle for justice and peaceful coexistence. Everyone looks like they're ready to go. So, when you go home today, like the last speaker, like the last several speakers have said, just read something. Read anything that doesn't say CNN, Fox, or .com on the end. .co.uk.
Read a book. Al Jazeera. Book. Oprah says read a book.
Read French, Japanese, any other news media. And just try to gain a perspective, because there is a real struggle going on, and it's not a struggle for Israeli security. There's a struggle for two peoples who cannot coexist as they are right now. And we've got to figure out a solution. And there's one side that's not trying to, and they have tanks, and they have helicopters, and they have the backing of the United States, which is the most powerful, richest country in the world. And as long as it's skewed in that way, there is not going to be peace.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
I follow the Israeli-Palestinian. I usually use BBC. That's my main source. But when you talk about the when you talk about the struggle, there's always this issue about the Hamas and how they have such a strong following in Palestine. And you know, them. If you actually want to talk about peaceful coexistence, wouldn't it be right for you to address the Hamas as much as you address the Israelis? You know, the Hamas also caused a lot of problems. They attacked a group and bombed some schools a week ago. Will that actually help the peace cause? Because I know, from what I hear, even within Israel, there's some Israelis that want peace in the region, and they go against their government and promoting peace. If the Hamas cannot recognize the fact that Israel exists, even though the formation of Israel was, you know, was a bit shady. Wouldn't you have something to say about the Hamas as a group itself?
Yes, the question is about Hamas. Now, the basic premise of democracy is one person, one vote. Whenever you have election, people vote in that election, and whosoever gets elected by the rules of the book, so to speak, then that entity becomes the elected entity. Hamas is an elected entity of Palestine. Their mandate is that the injustices and the suffocation that is being caused on their lands, and the injustices that are happening on their lands, something has to be done about it. And to date, being a democratically elected entity, the world at large has not accepted them as a democratically elected entity. So that's the state of Hamas. Now they do not want